The following content is provided under a Creative Commons license. Your support will help MIT OpenCourseWare continue to offer high-quality educational resources for free. To make a donation or view additional materials from hundreds of MIT courses, visit MIT OpenCourseWare at ocw.mit.edu.
Okay, I'm just going to get started. First, little administrative stuff. Definitely fewer people signed in on Monday than actually showed up in class. So there were a bunch of people who just forgot to sign in. I tried to check off people that I remembered being in class, but if you were in class and you think that you may not have signed in, I have Monday's sign-up sheet here. So this is upfront. I'm not going to pass it around. You can just come up here and sign in if you need to. The actual attendance sheet is, I believe, on the table right there now. Yeah. So make sure that deck is handed off to anybody who comes in later. And I'm going to start off with talking about the reading. We're going to play some games that are related to that reading, and then we're going to take a break, do your setup, and then you'll be playtesting with each other. All right. Who is on a team who doesn't have a game yet? Like, you're waiting for team members to bring it in. You don't think you're going to have a game ready today?
We don't have our board, but we can do it on tiles again.
You can do it on tiles?
So far, we've only playtested in the hallway.
Okay.
We actually bought a board, which is on its way.
Okay. On its way is fine, because we're going to do playtesting in the second half of class. But, what do you mean on its way? You mean like U.S. Postal?
On a truck.
So,
I mean, we've only playtested on tiles so far, and it's worked, so we can just do it on tiles.
On tiles, you mean?
Like out in the hallway.
Oh. Oh, okay, because of the live action game.
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense. Absolutely. That will work fine. All right, so today's reading was Part Learned, and some of you may be surprised that we jumped all the way back to Chapter 1, but it's kind of revisiting an old topic, right? First of all, he talks about the basic concepts of games and play and sports. And I kind of want to go back to that, but as I've already voiced my opinion on the what is game question, as in I think it's not very productive to talk about what is a game, because then you now have to decide what isn't a game. But what I do like to talk about are all the different things that play and game can mean. You know, it's just like, especially in the English language, even in Partlet, he already talks about how it's a little bit weird that we have two different words with two different origins to mean very related things. But as a result of that, these two words have kind of been used and reused to describe a whole bunch of related but not quite the same concepts. And I just want to be able to run through that with you. So we have play, we have game, we have sport. So let's start with all the like the noun definitions. Like what are all the things that play can mean, game can mean, or sport can mean when you are using it as a noun? Yeah.
Game as in I think it's spider maybe? Like to spit game?
Spit bad game. Yeah, okay, all right. So that is okay. I'm going to use the word swagger because I think it gets across the concept across well. Yeah.
Like gaming the system somehow. You're like.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of verby, but yeah.
Oh, that's right. That is verby.
To game to yeah, sure. which means to.
Sorry.
Which how would you describe that concept to game the system? Gaming the system.
I don't know, like it's playing to cheat or
look for loopholes, exploits, right. You know. Exploit maybe. Okay.
Play, it can be like a move or like an action you take.
Like a baseball play. Like, you know, that was a great play.
Yeah.
Okay, so like a tactic almost,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But one that you actually have to execute, not just a concept, but something that actually had to happen.
Like theater performance?
The theater performance, so stage or you know, opera or something like that. Okay. Stage play? What else here?
Play as in, this is not that serious.
Okay.
So just like playing around or something.
So child's play. you know, this this idea of the thing that kids are doing most of the time is play in some sort of like general noun sense. Okay, so I'm gonna go with child. Yeah.
And pressing play,
just
start a video or start like a game.
Okay, so play as in to initiate as a sequence. Sometimes overlaps a little bit with this, but yeah, you know, it's to. You can use play to describe something that happened in the past, or to make play, and to start a play. All right, press play to, you know, actually that's a instead of saying initiate, maybe it's like this icon, right?
Yeah.
This icon on the VCR, or no one uses VCRs. on a QuickTime streaming window. All right. What else? No one's touching sport yet.
Sport can be like to show off, like if you're sporting like a look or a thing.
Okay. So like sporting your colors.
Yeah.
Okay. So like a display of some sort. I could put that more in the verb side of things. Okay.
Could be like a nickname for young.
Hey sport. Yeah.
Old sport.
Yeah.
It can also be like a good sport.
Some sort of virtuous kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I got that right, but
it can mean like fun or hobby. Like you do something for sport.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, there's
fishing for sport.
Fishing for sport? Yeah. And
I hunt for sport.
Fishing for sport as opposed to sport fishing, right? You know that those are That's another pun, but never mind. So for fun. It's funny because often it's used to make something sound like it's for low stakes when it actually is very high stakes. Like, you know, oh, we're going to hunt people for sport, you know. I just think of like old, like 18th century literature when it comes to, you know, he plays at, you know, it's often like he plays at relationships for sport or something like that, right? You know, it's like something that's supposed to be high stakes, but it's not. Okay, so for, I think maybe instead of for fun, I'll say for low stakes. Or no stakes, okay? Which is bizarre, because sport is usually a very high stakes thing. What else?
People think sport, they tend to think athletics.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's a whole section in Partlet where he talks about the possibility that the word game might have come from bending of knees, because gam is some sort of Welsh root for a leg, gam. But that's nowadays more associated with some sort of physical activities and sport tend to go together. What else?
Sort of like something that you hunt, like that sort of game, like.
Like poultry.
Yeah.
Game as in animal that you hunt. Yeah. Okay. Roosevelt first. I didn't know that.
So. I guess it's more of an idiomatic expression, but people tend to use game when something is also low stakes. Like, you've heard like the phrase, you think this is a game. Yeah.
So again, something that is low stakes. Or is inconsequential, almost, like, you know, like. Like there's no penalty for having done this thing.
Well, along the same line, if you're like specifically making a joke out of something, like, you know, he's made in a game to do this, or like,
I guess sort of like an intention of like mocking or
rebuttal. I feel that's related to this one.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of, when you make a game of something, what you're really doing, you're kind of belittling it, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's just a different application of the same concept.
But when you're making a game of something, aren't you also making a structure of it? Or is that different than what you were saying?
For me?
Yeah.
Well, I was saying from like the sort of the mockery sense of it.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, you know, he's made a game of our process or something like that.
Okay.
But I think making a structure of it is a different application, right? You know, it's like you are applying rules to something that might have not needed it necessarily, but you know, now you're coming up with rules. I'm going to make a game out of tipping, right? You know, because well, we have five people, I mean, let's split the tips somehow. All right.
It could also refer to athletics. Like, before the Super Bowl, everyone talked about the big game.
Big game, right, okay. I'm just going to say the big game. Or the game, the, you know.
And I'm also thinking of the phrase, like, it's all part of the game, where someone might do something.
By the EA Sports logo?
No, isn't that get in the game? Right?
No, I thought it's EA Sports. It's all in the game, right?
That's
how
it
works.
Is it? EA Sports is in the game.
But get in the game is almost certainly a motto of some sporting goods manufacturer.
It's all part of the game.
It's all part of the game, yeah.
Like, when someone does something unexpected, or maybe, like, you might think it's unethical or slightly immoral or going out of the boundaries of.
Are you thinking of Game of Thrones?
Okay, so.
That's all that is.
I'm thinking like a lawyer doing something backhanded and, you know, like the prosecutor is surprised, but the defense attorney's like, it's all part of the game.
Right. Yeah, so that's this sort of like this bounded space where things are permitted, like specific kinds of things that. This introduces a concept that
that
introduces the magic circle. I'm not sure if we have any reading that's touched on this, but this idea that a game is this bounded space where you can do things in it that you wouldn't necessarily be allowed to do in real life.
Right.
And similarly, consequences that happen inside don't necessarily apply to outside, but can be incredibly important while you're inside. Like the ball, where the position of a ball is generally meaningless outside of the game, but inside the game is everything, right? But you know, you can, you know, body check somebody in a hockey rink, you know, but you're not really allowed to do that on the sidewalk. So that I think that gets close to what you, that sort of lawyer application of like, you know, you're allowed to do this within these parameters because this is how the game is played. All right. Whereas, yeah, this I'm wondering about the game, this concept of the game as in the big game, like the Super Bowl, and I'm wondering if that's only used in broadcast, or is that?
So there's certain rights that you can't say, like Super Bowl,
right?
Without NBC's permission or whoever has the rights that year.
Mm-hmm. But even something like, are you going to come over to watch the game, which doesn't necessarily mean it's the Super Bowl.
Right.
It's like here's this weekly thing, but it seems to be very TV related. This the game as this thing that you see on TV. This event is happening at a specific time rather than football in general.
So there's some crossover then, because like the stage aspect, because you're watching it, but also the athletics aspect.
Yeah, it goes back to this.
The sport and
yeah.
The game.
So I'm just going to put TV next to that. Okay. You had your hand up for a while.
Yeah, I was going to say game as like skill, as in like he's got game.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like skill or ability.
I think that goes back to the swagger.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Kind of.
Well, swagger is like attitude, whereas this might be skill.
I guess it could go either way. The
assumption, I think, is that that those two are related,
I think. Well,
yeah.
One's the appearance of skill, and the other is having skill.
Oh, spit mat game versus God. Okay, all right, okay. So actual skill versus the portrayal of that. All right.
The game, like the pickup artist thing?
Oh, that's a sort of, that's the dating game, basically. It's kind of what that's described. I know there's a book that's very specifically called The Game, but I think that the use of the word The Game to describe dating in general predates that book by far.
play could also be referred to sports, like like in football, there's a certain like book that you like a collection of plays, a playbook.
Yeah, that's kind of these things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. You can write these things down. You can talk about them as a library of things that you can do.
There's the great game.
The great game.
The was it the was it the Afghan War or the Crimean War?
Oh. So now we're in the great game part two.
Yeah.
Okay. So
like the England versus Russia or Napoleon versus Russia. I forget exactly. Years and dates, but it was a the social political conflict going on at that time.
So that there are specific wars that are referred to as the Great Games.
As a game.
Game of Thrones probably is related to that too, although that includes political. I mean, this even just on a noun side, we've gone through a lot. Somebody didn't, if you include adjectives, and we've brought up a couple of adjectives so far, part of it also talks about how some people can say that you have a game leg, which means you actually have a busted leg, which is kind of weird, but it's his extrapolation of where the word game might actually have come from Celtic origins rather than from Latin origins. How about verbs? Sporting. To sport, well, I guess we already did to sport. Although, you know, to game, to play.
To manipulate.
To
play someone.
To manipulate, yeah, right?
Like playing with somebody.
Yep, exactly.
It's like to execute. Like if you play make a play that's like you're executing it.
Building on that, it could be like a performance. Like to play an instrument.
Okay.
But it's like also kind of like executing.
You're,
executing
a series of things. You execute a stage play, like for like training.
But to play something in a game seems like a much more time limited.